Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisiún na mBian with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This week on Ours to Protect on Radio Nova with Track O'Brien, it's the last of our three-part feature about birdsong. We've recalled the services of expert and birdsong enthusiast Richella Duggan to tell us all about the birdsong of the robin.
I think its song is probably arguably, you know, quite difficult for people to pin down. I've actually started with three of the, what people would say are three of the more difficult birds in Ireland to identify their songs, because they're all quite similar. They're all virtuosos. They all sing very varied songs. They all sing in phrases. But just to do a little bit of revision before we move on to the honors class, the robin.
Yeah.
So we were dealing the first week with the blackbird, which sang in phrases, but it had these short staccato, what we called exclamation marks at the end of every phrase. Last week then, or the last in the last episode, we talked about the wren, which has this similar musical song, sings in phrases, but has a very loud, piercing, rapid burst of kind of like a machine gun rapidity to the notes in every phrase, and that gives its identity away. This time it's a little bit more vague. The robin doesn't do any of those things, but you can almost sort of eliminate blackbird. If you're listening to something that sounds kind of like musical, singing in phrases, similar to the blackbird and the wren, you can eliminate the blackbird and the wren because it's not doing the things that
what they do. Yeah.
But what the what makes the robin obviously the robin is the tone. It sings in a very kind of a plaintive, kind of a sad tone.
Okay.
So we're going to listen to it now, and that's kind of really what you need. It'll be very familiar to people, but it's a little bit more tricky to tune into this kind of, you know, I suppose this is what is diagnostic or what makes it the robin is its tone. So there you go. They're incredible singers.
Yeah.
They're really, it's very varied.
I was just going to say,
lots of chirruping, it doesn't really repeat anything. That's what makes it kind of difficult to sort of say definitively that it is a robin. And I know tone is a very kind of a tenuous or kind of a vague thing to be trying to tune into, especially when you're starting out. But really, I hope people can hear that kind of, compared to the other birds that we've listened to and other birds that you hear in your garden, there is a plaintive, sad robin sound, a bit sad.
Okay. And if people want to encourage more birds into their garden so they can hear more bird song and that, any small things that you'd recommend people to, as we're moving, as you said, through the spring now?
Into the spring, yeah. So coming into the springtime, birds are, I suppose, less reliant on the foods that you might have been putting out seeds over the winter. Like a lot of people do feed the birds all year round. That's fine, but if you want to have birds nesting in your garden, it's not necessarily a good thing to be feeding all the time, to be attracting too many birds.
Especially
birds
during the summer.
Yeah, when birds are kind of establishing nests and territories, they don't necessarily want to do that where there's a lot of traffic, a lot of other birds. You know, they want to have their kind of areas where there isn't too much going on. But, you know, if you do want to consider, you can have, you know, certain birds like blue tits, house sparrows, things like swifts will use nest boxes. You could try nest boxes in the garden. But the main thing that you can do, I suppose, all year round is to try, you know, this is true for birds, butterflies, insects, try and plant a wide variety of ideally native plants, native flowers. Let a little bit grow wild. Try and have untidy areas in your gardens. Birds and insects love a bit of, you know, a bit of ivy, a bit of holly. I know all gardeners are probably going mad because these are things that get out of control pretty easy. But, you know, if you have a very neat and tidy, a lot of cobblock, gravel, decking, things like that, that's not really nature friendly.
And
nothing against those things, but try and have a bit of variety. A bit of native planting will do wonders for attracting all nature into your garden.
Well, it's a fascinating subject, and it's one that I'm looking forward to learning about as the summer goes on. I'll be listening out there, and I'll be annoying people by telling them, I know what that is.
Well, this is it. You'll be a nightmare to go for a walk with from now on, because you'll be able to identify, hopefully, with your eyes closed, every wren, blackbird and robin that you hear.
Well, listen, Richella Duggan, many thanks for all your help
with this.
And for coming along and telling us all about this, because it is very, very interesting. Thank you.
All the best.
So that is the robin, the wren and the blackbird, with lots of great hints on how best to distinguish between their different bird songs when you hear them in the garden over the next number of months. Don't forget that you can listen back to all the features on the Ours to Protect page on nova.ie or on ourstoprotect.ie.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisú na mBean with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.